Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time.
This bonus episode features the Greasy Stunts. My Tuesday night online trivia team, Russ, decided to take the week off for the holidays, and so we decided to get on and play a Thanksgiving game together. I hope you guys love it.
Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started.
All right, so what I did was put together a general knowledge Thanksgiving trivia version of Lockdown. It's going to be a competitive game, two teams of three for this fun little cunning stunts slash palm greasers, greasy stunts episode. And we are going to tackle food, football, history, and TV, all related to Thanksgiving in this episode, and just have a good time. So with those categories in mind and general knowledge being on the table, what do you want to do for teams? Speak up and figure it out, folks.
Want to go old guys versus young guys?
That will be unfair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I would like to know right now, on record, who it's unfair for.
I think I wrote this spanning across generations. This is not Dalton being young and writing a young game. I will say that.
I think Maddie and me have pretty similar knowledge bases due to our age similarities.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so let's split you two up. One on each side.
I know random things. Wherever I go,
you know,
is anyone's business.
You're a wunderkind.
I promise you I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Okay, then let me say this. Let's split Ben and Keaton up. Let's split Matt and DJ up. Figure out teams. Go.
We'll take Katie.
Hey. Okay.
Ben wants to be with Blake. Who's going to be Matt or DJ? Who's going to finish that off?
I'll do that.
All right. Ben, DJ, and Blake. Versus Sheldon, Matt, and Keaton.
Okay.
Going to be a fun one. Guys, competitive lockdown by the flip of a coin, and by that meaning he's wearing a ring on his finger. Keaton's team will get to choose first. It's Thanksgiving. I don't know. I'm kissing ass. And from that point on, when you ask a question in a competitive game, your team has as much time as you want to answer. The other ones can talk, they can do what they want, but you will get to make an answer, just like normal lockdown. If it's wrong, the other team gets an opportunity to guess correctly. Just like normal lockdown, if it is one of the expert categories, if you get it wrong, even if you guessed second, you lose all your keys. Okay? So normal rules apply. If you guess second, you get the benefit of knowing that theirs was wrong, but if you also get it wrong, you also lose all your keys. So you weigh that against whether or not it's worth the risk. Bonus keys, however, are the opposite. Yep. If they get it wrong, you can guess for free. You're not going to lose any keys. And so that's kind of how this works, and I think you all are familiar enough with this process to know what to do. If you would like, and actually I'll do this real quick. Let's see. Keaton... It's Keaton, Matt, and
Sheldon.
And Sheldon.
Do we have the option of passing instead of answering second?
No. If you pick a question, you still have to answer it, just like lockdown or not. I made a group chat on Discord for Keaton, Matt, and Sheldon, and then DJ, Blake, and Ben. You're not on Discord anymore, are you?
No.
All right, well, then you can figure it out with them. DJ and Blake can talk, and Ben, if you need his number, I guess I can give it to you, or whatever you want to do, you can talk it out. But, guys, you can talk privately in those Discords if you want. You can and talk out loud. Remember, anything you say out loud, they're going to be able to contribute to their team. But Keaton and, what are the teams again? Keaton, Sheldon, and Matt, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You guys get to pick first. Food, football, history, or TV. Where do you want to start this lockdown game?
I'll let one of the youngins pick.
I'll be useless on sports. Anything else, I got a shot.
Same here.
All right, well,
let's
get history out of the way, because history is my weak spot, so.
Okay.
All right. History of Thanksgiving, the unlocked question. Remember, only their team can answer it first. The other team can discuss privately or make comments, but they get to answer no matter what is said. Here's your unlocked question. With employees in costumes, marching bands, and live animals from the Central Park Zoo, what annual Thanksgiving tradition began in 1924?
That'll be the Thanksgiving Day Parade,
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, that is correct. Now, you guys get to pick what you want your color to be for correct answers in this episode.
I'm partial to purple, but that's because I'm mentally ill.
Can we do the lighter shade of purple then?
Like a magenta?
The other one to the left.
Mauve.
Lavender.
Lilac.
Periwinkle.
Lilac, a.k.a. light lavender on Canva.
I've got a correct lilac. Colors.
All right, you guys got it right. So you have one key now. Similar. Okay. Your team does have one key. The other team has no keys, so you have to go somewhere else with your first question. DJ, Ben, and Blake, where do you want to go?
What do you think, Ben? Yeah, football.
Your team feels good about that. All right, football on Thanksgiving.
Never mind. I won't type. Just go ahead.
Yeah, here we go. Except between 1939 and 1994... And originally a promotional idea by team owner G.A. Richards, what NFL team has played a game on Thanksgiving every year since 1934?
Oh.
It's the Cowboys.
It's got to only be one team.
It's the Lions or the Cowboys, right?
It should be the Cowboys.
It's got to be the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lions were around in the 30s.
No, that's America's team. It's got to be the Cowboys.
Yeah. Ship it.
Dallas Cowboys. Ship it.
Guys, we're going to be marking this wrong.
What?
Nice. We didn't think about it enough.
It is the Detroit Lions.
Oh,
what?
Didn't we get a chance to steal that?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, I'm gonna rule that as the obvious other answer, and the judge has ruled the other team would have got that correct, and I apologize.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm in lockdown mode. That's my bad. But yeah, the Detroit Lions have played every year since the 30s. The Cowboys, I think 50s or 60s is when they came in. Because they desperately needed a team to step up, and they decided it would help their ratings. So the Cowboys came in later, but the Lions went first. And you can tell I've already had a little bit to drink tonight on this Thanksgiving break.
Kitty Cam.
Must be nice to be on break.
You know what?
I want a black hat
All right,
so bad.
So what we got right now is Matt, Keaton, and Sheldon. It's your turn again to pick your question, but you do have two keys. So where do you want to go now?
You want to do
everything you know about lockdown in mind.
You want to do the two key history since we have two keys?
Shoot. I don't see why not.
This game's fucking stupid.
Two key history question for your guys' team. Keaton has deemed you guys the chicken contenders. Your two key history question is this. Financiers Jay Gold and James Fisk engaged in a scheme that collapsed and crashed the stock market in 1869. The first time what descriptive term was used?
Black Friday, I think, is what this is going to be.
Yeah, that would make sense. Black Friday sounds right to me.
Yeah, I think there's no reason it would be tied with Thanksgiving. And Black Friday, there's no reason this question would relate to Thanksgiving unless it was something around Thanksgiving. And I'm pretty sure Black Friday is a financial catastrophe that happened.
It still happens every year.
to this day.
Yeah, let's lock in with Black Friday.
Black Friday is correct. You guys will get your third key. And it is now the other team's turn. Do you guys have a team name?
No. Hook the unlocked football question. That's our team name.
Hook the unlocked football question.
That's the second time on lockdown that I've missed an unlocked football question, and I'm starting to get a fucking trauma about it.
We should be fumbled.
That sounds like a you problem, DJ.
Obviously it is.
We fumbled it. All right, we fumbled it. You guys have no keys, but options. Where do you want to pick next?
Want to go food? Food seems...
Well, I'm not picking this time.
That should be easy.
All right. Food at Thanksgiving. The unlocked question is this. What extremely popular side dish can actually be dangerous to eat if it is prepared the way its name suggests and is more safely prepared outside of the bird?
Oh, this is stuff. It's got to be stuffing.
Yeah. Because it'll get all
Salmonelli.
Salmonelli on the
ice. I spent 18 years not celebrating Thanksgiving, bro. Why did I agree to this?
So did I. We're having a good time. Stuffing is correct. Yes, yeah. Dressing, stuffing, filling, whatever you want to call it, that's correct. And you guys get to pick your right answer color.
Shit brown.
All right.
Football brown.
We got to do the gradient. Yeah,
the gradient brown. That's diabolical, actually.
So that's awful. A streak, if you would.
That's yes. Cursed.
That is cursed. I love it. You're the first lockdown players in competitive to ever pick a gradient as their color, and I love it. All right, you guys have a key, but it's back to the chicken contenders with three keys. Where do you want to go next?
Keaton, what are you feeling?
I've been rocking with what Matt's been deciding. I mess with it.
Do you want to keep sticking with history then, Matt?
Sure, why not?
Oh my god, that color sucks, dude.
All right. Your three key Thanksgiving history question is this. What American writer, poet, and incredibly influential magazine editor campaigned for Thanksgiving as a national holiday and wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb?
This is where I'm weak.
Remember, they fumbled it. You can think about this and steal it after they try to guess.
It's Chief Keef Keaton.
Can you repeat that real quick?
Of course, yeah. What American writer, poet, and incredibly influential magazine editor campaigned for Thanksgiving as a national holiday and wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Didn't a Zac Brown Band write Mary Had
a Little Lamb? I fucking knew you would mention it. I swear to God,
if you start this again, I'm going to drive to Nashville and beat the shit out of you.
Okay, who's a magazine editor? That's the one that's killing me.
I mean, this
got my fleece in the water.
There's no year to even. It's a clue.
Yeah, but I'd assume it's early. It's earlier in the Thanksgiving was made a thing around Lincoln's time, right? I think Lincoln made it.
Spoiler alert! I didn't ask that question.
thank heavens. So I think Whitman was around Lincoln's time, right?
Asking the wrong guy.
Was that Oh Captain, My Captain? I think that was about Lincoln.
Yes. Yeah, that is correct.
Then why don't we
but
try...
But Whitman write Mary Had a Little Lamb? I never heard that before.
I don't even know who... I've never heard that fact, period.
Yeah.
But, like, all I can think is who was around that time. I don't think he was a magazine editor, but I have nobody right. else. So I think I've just got to go with Whitman.
Wait, who... Rockwell wasn't the editor of the Saturday Evening Post, was he? Or he was just the
Yeah, but when artist? Was the Saturday Evening Post? Like, if that was early 1900s, it's too late.
It's too late.
Because right,
I mean, if you want to lock in with Whitman, I got nothing better. So
I'm not confident, but it's all I can think.
Whitman is not correct. And I think no matter how this goes, this is going to be a today I learned for everybody because the Mary Had a Little Lamb author it was my favorite part of this. It is not Walt Whitman. The
steal.
Fump, that's your team.
But we steal.
Yeah. Fumbled it. Do you have an idea on who wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb and who campaigned for Thanksgiving as a national holiday?
I think Ben knows. Ben? No. I have no clue.
Ben does not know.
I know. All right. I don't know. Blake, do you know Blake?
Does it share a name? Do they share a name with your brother?
You know what?
No.
I'll take a. I don't get anything wrong.
We'll lose our keys if we get.
That's
do
correct.
Do we have any keys?
You have one key.
We have one key.
Jet brown stain on the board. That's your key.
That is a Band-Aid that I put on my asshole. That is what that is.
All right. The woman who campaigned Lincoln aggressively for Thanksgiving as a national holiday and who wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb. Her name is Sarah Josepha Hale.
Hale. I've heard one that Hale. Name.
I have not heard that name
Hale
ever.
Hale.
Guys, you do lose your keys, unfortunately. The chicken contender is back down to zero. However, fumbled it. You have one key. Where would you like to go now?
Look. Let's do a bonus so we can get more keys. We don't want to take that last unlocked question right now, I don't think.
No, hold on, though. There's strategy to this.
Competitive's different than solo.
We just keep going with food.
Okay, that's fine.
It's food. The options are fucking limited. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true. I'm down with that.
Unless he starts asking for fucking ingredients, like a piece of shit.
All right, this is already an explicit episode, but it's the holidays, so what isn't an explicit episode? The one key food question is this. Joel Robuchon uses an unhealthy amount of butter, milk, and salt to make an extremely creamy, Michelin-quality version of what Thanksgiving staple?
If this isn't mashed potatoes, then I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's got to be mashed. Mashers.
Yeah, then mashed potatoes is correct. Okay. We're going to take that and move on. There's another shit stain on the board.
Sandwich.
Yep, that is correct. The creamy Robuchon potatoes, and you now have two keys. Chicken contenders, you have no keys. Where do you want to go now?
You want to do the TV unlocked?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, TV unlocked.
I also just completely remembered that I, like, structured this wrong. So we're going to do it like this. And we're going to play on from this point. Oops. I forgot in competitive lockdown, it takes less keys to go after things. Oops.
Oopsie poopsie.
Edit point.
Edit point. Yeah, no kidding.
So you got 2 1 key questions, basically?
It's supposed to be 2 unlocked. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, oops, forgot that. Holidays. And what I will do, math-wise, is give each of you 1 key that you did not already have because you spent one that you didn't need. Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah. So currently, because of that error, the chicken contenders have 1 key, and the fumbled it, you have 3 keys. I've given each team 1 key since they spent one more than they needed. So, chicken contenders, with 1 key, where do you want to go?
Same spot, or?
Yeah, let's do 1 key TV.
All right, your 1 key TV question is this. It's actually a clue. In this category, I'm going to tell you the year of an episode, and I'm going to describe what happened in it. You're going to tell me what show I'm talking about. These are all Thanksgiving episodes, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. So the 1 key clue comes from 2007. One character cashes in on the slaps he's owed on another character during a Thanksgiving dinner. The episode created its own annual fan favorite tradition.
I've got the steel if we need it.
I do too. I think Sheldon knows it.
Sheldon's also muted. Sheldon, do you know what this is for one?
I do, and I'm glad I was muted because I interrupted immediately. I knew it as soon as I heard it. When you said 2007, I was like, that was around the time How I Met Your Mother came out. And then you mentioned the slaps, and that's Slapsgiving, How I Met Your Mother.
Yes. How I Met Your Mother is correct for the show. And there is your second key now. Fumbled it. You have 3 keys. Where do you want to go?
Do we just want to go balls to the wall on one of these?
Yeah, we need to go 3-key food or 3-key football. Which one? Food? 3-key food?
I mean, we've been running it.
Yeah, let's do the 3-key food question.
Here's your 3-key food question. Most grocery store turkeys come with 4 things stuffed inside of them. Name all 4 things.
A thermometer.
I will clarify that these are parts of the bird.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
there's a neck, the gizzards.
Yeah,
the sweetmeats. I don't know what the fourth one is, guys.
I'm looking for organs. Cage? To clarify, these are organs. There are 4 things. One of them, okay, cut point. Yes, the neck is in it. The other 3 are organs. What are they?
We got liver. We got kidney.
The gizzards.
Gizzards are what? Intestines?
Intestines, I think.
I don't know what the fuck a gizzard is, but it's a gizzard. It's in a bird.
So we have neck. I bet it's the liver, because that's...
People. It's definitely a liver.
Yeah. Neck, liver, gizzards.
But it's not the heart, right? It's the kidney?
No, I don't think the heart's in there. I might be wrong. Fuck,
I don't think it is either. So let's say neck, gizzards, liver, kidney?
Would they put...
Does that sound good?
Put the kidneys in there? Are you counting each kidney as a as an organ, or do birds have kidneys?
And yeah, only if they don't get caught in a party like by some black market dealer that puts them in a bathtub full of ice before.
Right. You guys table. Can see the yeah. Chicken Contenders group chat right now. It's cracking
what
me up.
What about the spleen?
No.
No, I don't think they put their gallbladder in there either. So this
are
is
we
weird.
Counting the largest organ on the human body, skin?
I don't think they stuffed that inside the bird. I think they're still on the outside.
If them birds got skin on the inside, we're going to have a talk.
Yeah, right?
What's your final answer? Four things.
Yeah, neck, liver, kidney, gizzards, I think. Right? Shit. I need somebody else to say yes, but...
This is a bird question, not a food question, but go crazy.
I want to... unfortunately, you got three of four. I want to shout out some of the things your opponents were discussing. Keaton suggested neck, liver, gizzards, and baby turkey. You still can answer. And he also said the neck, the back, the turkey, and the crack.
Very important.
Those are important guesses. Do you guys have a guess you'd like to steal?
No, I think we came to the consensus that we're not going to steal because we can't come up with the fourth answer either. So we're going to not steal.
It is going to be incorrect, but they will not lose keys. Unfortunately, fumbled it will lose their key. It is the neck, the liver, the gizzard, and you guys were on it, just didn't decide on it. The heart.
Heart.
Is the fourth thing inside
the turkey. I
didn't
want to go for it because I was like,
wait, was it the heart?
It was the heart.
Damn.
Yeah, neck, gizzard, liver, and heart are inside that turkey in the bag. You can find the heart, the liver, and the gizzards. Fumbled it. That was your guys' miss. So with one, two, three, four keys, right? Plenty of keys or anything you want. No, sorry, three keys. The Chicken Contenders, you can go anywhere you want. You also have three keys.
Oh, they should only have two keys, right?
Two? One, two.
They had one.
You should only have
two. You're right. You had two keys. That's correct. Thank you for keeping me there. Two keys for the Chicken Contenders. Where two?
You want to do TV for two?
We can do whatever we want. So, we could do that. We could hop on their line and start stealing their food.
This man's got a cat stash.
I don't want to mess up their shit smear.
Fair, especially with
the bloody
end of it.
Bloody shit smear. Now.
Yeah.
I think we got one wrong.
We could stick with TV.
All right, TV for two.
All right, you got to tell me the show. Here is what was going on. The two-key clue is this. 2000. The president pardons a turkey and debates religious freedom with a group of persecuted Chinese Christians. It is often cited as one of the best episodes of the show.
It's probably The West Wing, isn't it?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I didn't. So I never watched How I Met Your Mother. I never watched The West Wing, so I'm going to rely on you guys.
I didn't watch much of The West Wing, but... I'd imagine that if they're specifically having
How I Met Your Mother, what the fuck?
It was syndicated on when I was watching TV. So
listen here, Linda. We don't talk during your turn. So you hush.
I never like when he says final answer. It bothers me. I get we're in a team, but the moment I hear final answer, I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
Dalton
we're wrong.
Has PTSD from his days on Jeopardy.
Yeah. All right, so,
I just don't think we're wrong on this. I'd rather go with it.
All right, so West Wing.
West
Keaton,
Wing.
You good with that? Keaton still with us?
It's muted.
More than good with that.
Okay. Yeah. West Wing.
West Wing is correct, yes. Cool. The episode is called Shibboleth, and it is excellent. That is your guys' third key. Back to Fumbled It. You guys have no keys but places to go. Where to now?
Unlock football. Want to go with the second unlock football question?
Yeah, we can't be wrong twice, right?
Redeem yourselves.
Don't say that out loud.
I'm gonna snipe and say Dallas Cowboys.
All right, your next question, the next unlocked football question is this. On Thanksgiving in 2012, Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez was at the wrong end of what now infamous play that became one of the most replayed bloopers in sports history.
The butt fumble happened on Thanksgiving? That's crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it is the butt fumble. That is correct. Yes, butt fumble is correct, and you have a key again. Back to the Chicken Contenders with three keys. And right now, checking in, it is a 5-3 lead for the Chicken Contenders. closer than the game's dialogue might have suggested up to this point.
We could have been a contender.
Yes. Chicken contenders. You can go anywhere you want. Where to?
TV3? Let's,
yeah, why not? We're doing all right. Well.
All right. Your hypothetically hardest TV clue is this. From 1997. From sending a starving boy to Colorado by accident to wild turkeys terrorizing the town, it's one of the show's earliest classics.
Well, I know what it's not.
It's 1997. From sending a starving boy to Colorado by accident to wild turkeys terrorizing the town, it's one of the show's earliest classics.
What show has classics? And what show
started around or a little before 97?
And a town.
The one I know it's not Friends.
No, no, but he wouldn't have said town if it was Friends. This has got to be something that's localized in a city. Maybe it's important about that, like, smaller city. And who would have the power to send a starving boy to Colorado?
Could it be one of the... Grey's Anatomy?
That wasn't in 97. I mean,
it's been around forever and a day.
That was like early 2000s. Okay. This
not to put a damper on the conversation. Keaton, put your damn camera on. You are sitting right there, and I know you are decent and hanging out.
Brother,
I can't even see the camera on my phone. The screen's taking up. Doesn't matter to me.
Could you just repeat that one more time for me?
Yeah, 1997. From sending a starving boy to Colorado by accident to wild turkeys terrorizing the town, it's one of the show's earliest classics.
Sending a starving boy to Colorado by accident.
The show was in 1977?
1997.
Oh.
Malcolm in the Middle wasn't out in 97, was it?
I don't think
that was.
Yeah, they were more mid.
I'm thinking animated shows too.
It could also be animated. I just don't know because it wouldn't be The Simpsons. That's too.
That's what I was thinking.
That's far too late for it to be like an early classic for The Simpsons.
And that's It's still 97 is too early for Family Guy.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't send Stewie or any of them.
Well, it didn't have to be one of their kids.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Right. I'm just trying to think of dramas, too. I said, like, CSI or Law & Order or...
DJ Blake and Ben, make sure if you can, you're talking to each other. Think things out. Couple messages. But Ben...
I think I want to steal this.
Okay, then make sure you... DJ gave you his number.
This... Fucking where?
Hold on.
I gave you my number.
Oh, you gave me. Hold on. I'll give it to you, Ben. I'll have you text
DJ
here.
Let's keep thinking. Okay. So, a starving child to Colorado by accident and turkeys.
What the fuck is that? I have your number and I didn't notice that was your number. That's the coolest number of all time.
Turkeys invading the town.
No, DJs. Look at his fucking number.
That's the one that bothers me. It's not, and it wouldn't be Roseanne, I don't think.
Animated series from like Wallace and Gromit, that didn't go as early as 1997, did it?
I think you have my number from Fantasy Football, from sending...
I don't...
That Turkey Run, I know that was way too...
Well, that's Chicken Run, and that was a film.
That's right. A movie.
Like, the close... I don't know. I really don't. Like, did all I could think of...
Him, him calling them classics, that means the show was on for a while, I would assume.
I would assume so, or at least maybe not a while, but at least in seasons. It was
and
prolific.
It's a favorite.
Yeah, so it has to be.
I don't know. I mean, I can't think of anything that's not sound familiar to me at all.
I can't think of it either. I'm trying. I'm like all my brain is doing is thinking of. Like trying to think of shows that were on in 97.
For the sake of our game tonight, I'm gonna press you for an answer. Anything you got?
The few things I can pull are like
I'm out. Sheldon, whatever you want to go with, I'm out. I don't know.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Fortunately, it is not. The They fumbled it. Do you have a steal?
So I'm not going to steal because I just don't feel good. But my thought process was, I know South Park came out in 97 and it takes place in Casa Bonita, Colorado. But it's sent to Colorado, so I just don't feel good about it. So I'm not going to do it.
Team, is that your official stance?
I mean...
You have one key for inventory.
And this is the three key question? Like, that's a good trade-off.
I mean, the money's right, but, like, then we're selected to either History of Thanksgiving or... Well, I'd be okay to go to television at a low one, but...
Yeah, does anybody have any... Could it be Drew Carey or could it be Seinfeld, maybe?
I don't know. There's just something about a town getting attacked by turkeys that also kind of follows some shit that would happen in South Park.
Let's run South Park. Let's take it. Fuck it. We're betting one key for three keys. That's a good trade-off.
South Park. Sheldon, you were all over the answer. You sussed out that it mentioned a small town. You sussed out Colorado. You sussed out long-term show. Has to have classics. You sussed out animated. Ben put it all together. South Park is the correct answer.
Let's go.
And I'll be honest with you, I never would have thought of South Park. I try to never think of that show.
The episode is called Starvin' Marvin, and they accidentally send this kid to South Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good to know.
My fantasy team name was Casa Bonitas.
That's one of the most iconic episodes of all time of South Park.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay, so what that does is it takes all the keys away from the chicken contenders and gives Fumbled It two keys. So Fumbled It, it is now your turn with two keys. Where do you want to go?
We only get one key.
So we
for
should
the
be
two?
At three.
No, you get a key for every question you answer correctly, like always.
Yay. Okay. I say we start taking the fucking TV from them, dude.
I'm so bad at TV, but...
Because these feel like snipes. If we can get the three key, we can get the unlock.
Hold on. Blake, did you knew that was an episode of South Park?
Yeah.
Right. Dude, well, I was going to ask that because we're over here having a whole ass conversation about, we're not sure. He's like, yeah, it's one of the most iconic ones. Dude, you're on our team. Help.
Well, no, like, once he said Starvin' Marvin, it all clicked.
Okay.
You guys have two keys.
Now, let's do two-key food or two-key football. We don't want to go back to the unlock yet.
All right. Yeah, let's keep our options open. Let's do football. That's my opinion.
That's fine. I'm good.
Yep.
Your two-key football question is a deviation from the rest of the questions because it is a college football question.
Oh, I'm out. Sorry, guys.
A Thanksgiving staple for decades. What two college football teams in the same state played every year until the rivalry was paused because one of them moved to the SEC?
Okay, I actually have a guess here.
I don't even know what the SEC is, so...
If I'm thinking like big rivalries that would make sense in the same state, my mind immediately goes to Texas A&M and Texas Tech.
Did you give a year?
I said a Thanksgiving staple for decades. What two college football teams in the same state played every year until the rivalry was paused because one of them moved to the SEC?
But I'm trying to think of like big college, like Michigan. Is there another big Michigan college team?
No, but they didn't move to the SEC. So it's got to be Missouri or Texas A&M or maybe...
This does ask for two schools, naming both of them.
And so who's the other team there besides Mizzou in Missouri? I don't want to answer a Texas team again because of the fucking Cowboys.
Well, one of the teams moved. So where have... teams.
Yes, so one of them went to the SEC.
That doesn't mean they moved location. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the fucking SEC is. I don't watch college.
Texas. The teams that moved to the SEC are Texas A&M, Mizzou, and that's pretty much it. I don't know. I think Texas A&M is a great guess.
Texas Tech and Texas A&M.
I think it's Texas and Texas A&M. I don't think it's Texas Tech. Texas Tech's not big enough to call it. I don't think.
Just Texas?
I think so. I don't know.
I didn't know there was just Texas. Who's the Longhorns?
That's the University of Texas.
Oh, so University of Texas and Texas A&M would be our answer?
No, University. Yes, yes. Not Texas Tech. Texas Tech is the Red Raiders. That's like Mike Leach, and that's a crazy offense. That's a whole different team. Oh, okay. They're not very good. So, yeah, let's go University of Texas and Texas A&M.
Hook 'em horns and let's go Aggies or whatever they say in Texas A&M. That is correct.
Let's go.
Texas A&M is the correct answer. And you guys now have three keys back to the chicken contenders with no keys, but plenty of options. Where do you want to go next?
No keys and no clue.
Bullshit. You were vibing on the TV category. I don't want
to
hear it.
We can keep messing with history. We can go back to television, which was our jam for a while.
I mean, I feel better with TV than history, but I mean, I don't want to be, being the old guy, I still don't like history. So
I'm not sure. I don't want to touch that bottom row yet, Keaton. I think we, unless there's something that you see and you're like, I could do that. Definitely.
By the way, it's a tie game now, guys.
All right. Then
second chicken contenders.
I'm fine with television then.
Okay. Right. Your chicken unlocked television nuts. Clue is this from 1978. One of the most legendary sitcom lines ever is said. A Thanksgiving promotion goes horribly wrong when live turkeys are dropped out of a helicopter.
Isn't this WKRP in Cincinnati?
One. Yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati. For sure.
Yeah, that is correct.
The
yes.
moment I saw as Thanksgiving television, it had to be.
I thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. That is correct. You guys have a key again, and fumbled it, rather. You have three keys. Where to?
Do that three-key football. We got
that's
to,
how I'm feeling. Hook 'em horns.
He said hook 'em horns after he forgot that Texas was not a bigger school than Texas Tech. The hypothetically hardest Thanksgiving football question is this. What Hall of Fame running back was held to -1 rushing yard on Thanksgiving in 1994? One of the most shocking stat lines of his career.
So the running back is the one that catches the ball.
Look, this is a
who just said a, that?
The catching back.
He's the catching back. Yeah.
This is a coin flip.
Tell me why, DJ.
It's either Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith.
I would like you to repeat the question.
What Hall of Fame running back was held to -1?
My mind immediately went to one of those. Sorry.
What Hall of Fame running back was held to -1 rushing yard on Thanksgiving in 1994? One of the most shocking stat lines of his career.
They both were Hall of Fame running backs. They both played on Thanksgiving every year. They both played in 94. I would be more shocked to know that was Barry Sanders, though. But and the Lions played like Dookie on Thanksgiving every year too.
Who was your first thought, Ben?
Barry Sanders. But that's why I don't like it, because it's a four-key question. Or three-key question, my apologies. You want me to flip a coin?
You can, yeah.
I mean, if we were going to go with those two, and all right, is Barry heads and Emmett tails?
Oh, Emmett, yeah.
Okay. And our answer is... I dropped it.
It landed on the edge.
Third time's a charm.
It stood up straight. We don't know what to do.
Okay. I hate when that happens.
That, yes?
Final answer. That's what the coin said.
That's what the coin said. DJ's know, questioning if we're doing that.
I really want to do Barry Sanders.
You both thought that first.
So. You came up with the fucking coin flip problem, so if you want to... Say fuck the coin, you're the one who can do it.
Okay, yeah, fuck it. Let's do Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders is correct.
Yes. Oh, yeah, fuck you, coin.
I was falling down a flight of stairs. Jeez.
Yeah. Barry Sanders is correct. The Lions did not do very well in 1994 on Thanksgiving. And you guys have as many keys as you're going to need. What's up?
Was it versus the what? Was it versus Washington?
I don't fucking know who it was against. I just look up trivia questions, bro. Like,
there's no deep
dive. Dolphins fan. We haven't done jack shit on Thanksgiving.
I'm saying we owned the Lions whenever we played them for years until like recently.
Yeah, and then we went to Berlin against you and somehow won that game on a myriad of field goals. So
why are you bringing up old shit?
Yeah,
I've old seen shit. The word myriad. That's 1994.
Okay, anyway, guys, the Chicken Contenders are up next, and you have shit. How many keys? You got that one right?
We got one.
One key.
One key. Yeah, you have one key. Where to?
Do you want to clear out that television?
Yep, you already did the one key television question.
Yeah, I don't want to do another unlocked when we have. I mean, we can do the one key football or one key food.
I can't help you on the football, so it would be entirely your go on football.
All right, let's do food. Based on the other questions in football, I'm not too even though it's a one key, which would normally be a two key. I'm not that confident, so let's do food.
All right, your one key food at Thanksgiving question is this. What process is a method of removing the turkey's backbone to flatten it, which allows for faster and more even cooking?
Called doggy style.
Shut up, Ben. Chicken Contenders, do we have a way to remove the backbone and flatten it for faster and more even cooking?
This has come up like three times in the last couple of weeks. It's like splatch or splotch or...
Oh, spatchcock.
There you go.
Spatchcock. AJ said, God damn it.
That is correct.
As soon as he said spatchcock, he said, God damn it.
That is correct. All I needed you to do was make noises.
Yeah. Oh, I have no problem making noises.
DJ, you could have straight faced like, oh man, they're not going to get it.
Yeah,
you really could have. Yeah, you really could have, but I...
I need to play poker with DJ.
Spatchcocking is correct. And you guys have two keys now. Back to fumbled it. You have all the keys you need. Where do you want to go?
Hold on. I'm texting DJ.
And I'm going to get a refill of wine. I'll be right back.
Where do you guys want to go?
Okay. Yeah.
Three key history.
You like that idea, DJ?
Well, hold on. Not really, because that's an unlock question. There's no keys involved. We got too many keys to do that.
No, we still get a key from it.
Yeah, but if we lose...
We still lose our keys if we get it wrong. So I think we do the history, the three key history.
Oh, would you say fuck it?
Yeah, if we lose our keys on the unlock question, we don't have that to get back into the game.
That's fair.
If we lose it on the big question, it takes that off the board for them. We can do two key food too, if you'd rather do that.
Four is currently 7-6 in favor of the Chicken Contenders. So fumbled it. What will your choice be?
I think we decided on three key history, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, that sounds hard though.
Feels bad.
It does.
Let's do two key food.
Damn. Okay.
I'm not the one that. Besides, I'm telling my teammates, do you want to do two key food?
I'd rather, because there's no way I'm getting, what was it, fucking spatchcock?
I knew
spatchcock. I had that. Yeah. I don't think, I'm not going to get history. I'm not going to get a history question.
Oh, I'm sure as fuck not either, because I don't know anything about Thanksgiving.
I got a much better chance getting this food question right.
We'll leave the history to Sheldon.
Yeah.
All right, we're going, it sounds like we're going to go eat, Dalton.
All right, your two key food question is this. Usually served together, the stomach and small intestine of a pig are boiled or sautéed to make what Southern Thanksgiving dish?
Is this chitlins?
It's chitlins?
I think this is chitlins.
Well, chitlins is just the intestines, though, right?
Could it be gizzards and bits? Isn't that a thing?
I've never heard that. I've never heard gizzard for a pig.
I've heard the phrase gizzards and bits before, but I definitely know chitlins.
Dalton, you said it was the gizzards and what?
What? He said gizzards and bits. That's what made me laugh.
In the question.
Intestines.
Sorry, let me read the question.
Yeah, you said small intestines.
He says gizzards and bits. Holy shit. Okay, anyway, the question was, usually served together, the stomach and small intestine of a pig are boiled or sautéed to make what Southern Thanksgiving dish?
It's Southern. He said Southern. This is 100% got to be chitlins. I didn't realize stomach was part of it, but let's say chitlins. It's got to be chitlins.
Ship it.
Yes, I'm going to accept chitlins as the correct answer.
Nobody says chitterlings.
No one says chitterlings. No one says
that. That's not what I'm talking about. I was really looking for, it was chitlins, you said correctly, is the intestine part of it. The stomach part is hog maw.
Hog maw.
So hog maw and chitlins would be the
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the goddamn kitchen, eating up all the food. All the pig feet, all the hog maw.
Yeah. He's got it. Hogma and chitlins is what I was looking for, but after playtesting that question, decided chitlins needed to be an acceptable answer. So, yes, we're going to give that one to you guys. And it is now, I can't believe it after how this fucking game started. It's 7-7. Chicken contenders, where do you want to go next? I think you have three as well now, right?
Nope. Only two. Only two.
You have two. So a choice to make.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say this out loud so that they can hear, since they said, give Sheldon history. I don't want to touch history. Even when we have enough keys, I don't want to touch history. Because I think that they think that if they give it to us, they let us take it, then we'll go for it, we'll take a shot. If they have an idea, they'll have a freer shot. I personally think we just bounce around.
They don't know that we know that they know.
I think you give us
they know that we know that we know that they know that they
some
we
awkward shit going
we
on.
We all
right
know.
Now.
Sheldon's playing 4D chess.
Yeah, no shit.
Inconceivable.
I am gonna drink a weed seltzer and vibe.
You mean you haven't been doing that already?
No, I've been drinking my water like a good Christian boy.
All right, so do we want? Do we want the one key football or the unlocked TV?
Honestly, I'd rather do the unlocked TV, but if you think you know football, it's better to just take it from them beforehand.
I'll probably know an unlocked TV better.
Then let's go unlocked TV.
Yeah.
All right. The other unlocked TV question is this. It's a clue. From 1998. One character puts a turkey on her head to cheer up another character. It becomes one of the most gift scenes in TV history.
Friends.
Yeah,
it's Friends. That was obviously another unlocked question. And you take a 1 point lead over fumbled it. You also have enough keys to do whatever you want. Where will you go with them?
8-7.
Let's finish football up.
Yeah.
All right. Football.
I don't want to do history because I don't know history. So it has nothing to do with strategy. I'm going to fucking get it wrong.
What's funny about that is I literally, when I said I'm texting DJ, I said, let's take TV Thanksgiving from them and push them towards the football since they don't know football and we can steal it. And Sheldon's like, that's not what they're doing. They want to steal history. No, we wanted football.
I was saying the exact opposite. I was saying, do you want to push us to lose on history? So I don't want to take history.
I know. I think I'm going to lose on history for sure.
Brother, I just want you to lose in general.
This has become a much more competitive game than I expected it to be. The one key football question is this. The first third game played on Thanksgiving in the NFL was in 2006 between two divisional rivals who have both won back-to-back Super Bowls. Name either of them.
Okay, there's very few that have done this, and one of them is my team. So we've got, this could be the Broncos, this could be the Patriots. I believe the Green Bay Packers.
It's division rivals, so it's got to be the Chiefs and the Broncos, right?
They've both won back-to-back Super Bowls, is that what you said?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, then yes, this would have to be the Chiefs and the Broncos, because in the Patriots... I've also done it, but you got Miami, you got Bills, and you got
what?
The fucking Jaguars. I don't know. So, nobody knows who they are.
We only have to name one. So, what are you most confident on?
The Broncos.
Yeah, because Broncos won 97 and 98, and Chiefs won 3 in a row recently.
Is that LA?
Yeah, Elway.
Let's go. I know a sports thing.
Did you know I was going to be playing?
Yeah. But
I'm from Colorado.
So what's your answer here?
It's Denver.
So did you know that the Dolphins and Patriots have also won back-to-back Super Bowls?
I knew the Patriots did, yeah.
However, the correct answer is the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
When I figured that Ben would be playing, I wanted my team to be the trap and his team to be the correct answer. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, but they're not going to put those East Coast teams on the third game in Thanksgiving.
Hell no, they're not.
Also wasn't going to give the Dolphins enough props to win two Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but 72 and 73. Okay, we did it.
Was that Marino?
We did it at some point.
How many
games are played on the Super Bowl?
Blake, that was the most innocent thing you ever said out loud in your life.
How many games are played on Thanksgiving, you mean?
Or played on the Super Bowl. Yeah, on Thanksgiving.
It's just traditionally three. Originally one, traditionally two. The third started in 2006.
Because money.
Because 20 years ago, it's tradition now.
Yeah. It's a new tradition. Guys, we have a tie game again. Wait, 8?
Yep.
Eight
to 8.
As long as we keep getting questions right back to back, it's going to stay tied.
And only one question requires three keys from now on. We're going to get to all of them, assuming someone's willing to go to that question.
Somebody's answering that fucking history question.
Yeah, but the chicken contenders, it is your choice. You can go anywhere you want. Where to now?
I'm fine going with history, but let's do the unlocks.
that was my thought exactly. That was my thought exactly.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Keaton, you still with us? You've been quiet a while there, buddy.
I'm just muted.
Okay. You are allowed to have an opinion.
Well, like what we're rocking with.
All right.
I've been unlocked history. Let's go. For 2 years. Okay, the other unlocked history question is this. What 32nd president of the United States moved Thanksgiving 1 week earlier to stimulate the economy, though nearly half of the states did not comply with this change?
Oh.
I always forget who's the one that died real quick.
That's unlocked.
Shut up.
There's a reason it's unlocked.
The one that died of pneumonia?
Yeah.
Isn't that Harrison?
Is that Harrison?
Henry Harrison.
But 32nd, I mean, that's pretty recent-ish.
Is 32nd recent? What is that? I don't get the reference there.
It was, 15 ago.
I don't know who it could be.
Barack Obama.
Does someone start counting backwards?
27.
I saw the president.
25.
Oh, did you say 32nd, as in the number?
Yes,
32nd president.
Shut my mouth.
What other 32?
What did you think he said, Sheldon?
You were talking about a span of time.
He was president for 30 seconds.
He was president for 30 seconds.
Did you say 32 as in the number?
Yeah. It's 32 and the number. Not...
That's why I was confused. I'm like, the dude barely had time to do anything, let alone set a.
I'm going to be pressed for 30 seconds. Just the one thing I'm doing.
Okay. I know it now.
All right, then say it.
It's FDR, because FDR is the one that messed with Thanksgiving again, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, it's FDR. That's correct. The 32nd. President, I'll let the audience decide what I said. Yeah, 32nd.
Probably said it right. I just didn't hear it correctly.
I could say both things, and I'm saying the same goddamn thing.
You're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Who was a president for 30 seconds?
I thought you were just adding snark to the guy who died real quick.
No. Okay. All right. Plenty of keys both ways. That was the stupidest thing that's ever been on the show.
So I thought it was a designated survivor question or some shit. I was like,
"This is Sheldon. This is
where do you want to go?
This is Sheldon, not on weed."
I don't smoke or drink usually ever. This is just me, natural.
So I just counted. If we all jump back and forth between the bonus keys, that forces them to have to do the history of Thanksgiving, and they have to get it right or they end with zero keys, and they cannot mess up our keys with doing the bonus keys.
There's a tiebreaker.
Yep.
There is a tiebreaker. I'm not so we, Ben. You're diabolical for calling that out, but there is a tiebreaker.
I've already.
Sorry, I'm just saying we can force them to have to go history of Thanksgiving if we just stick to the bonus piece
as well.
Yeah.
To be fair, before you said that. All right, let's do.
I want to do Stormy trivia.
Okay, that's fine.
See, that's kind of a cheat code, Ben.
I know. That's why I fucking picked it, dumbass.
Yeah. Well. Stormy trivia is something I think you should know, something I like, and Ben does have a little bit of a heads up, I suppose, as far as Stormy trivia goes, because he is my brother. And so here is your Stormy trivia question for this Thanksgiving episode. Sometimes found in green bean casserole or sweet potato recipes for a spicy kick, what powder is a significant source of beta carotene and reduces asthmatic symptoms?
It's cayenne.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is correct. Ben, I was pissed. Actually, I wrote that one before I realized you'd be a part of the game, and that I love that. Ben has asthma, everybody.
Yeah, I used to take cayenne pills to help with it.
Oh, I didn't there know you that go. You could take yep. pills. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's that. Hey, it is the chicken contender's turn. Where to? Oh, they're chatting. I love it.
Oh, we are? Yeah, we are. Hang on.
I've got them. Mechanical keys.
What's funny about Ben's comment is that they do have to get them all right for that to matter.
Right.
No, because bonus keys don't take your keys away.
Right, but like the points matter.
Oh, well, yeah, but they could end at zero keys and we will not end at zero keys no matter what.
Because it's at 9-9 right now. I didn't mean for this to be a knockdown dragout, but I'm happy this has turned into a close game.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, but Ben is right. If they're forced to answer the three key history question, that's the only key that can take keys away. So if they get that wrong,
we just win.
Well, no.
No, no, it's tied. No, it's by how many we get right. It's not by how many keys we have.
Correct. Correct.
Yes, you still have to get every question right as well to make sure that at best we tie. If you get something wrong and then we get that wrong, and even worse, if somebody steals something from somebody, that offsets.
Yep. A lot can happen with five questions left, a 9-9 game. Chicken contenders, where will you go next?
All right. I think we decide who in the world.
Who in the world will be the next question? Here it is. Born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What American cartoonist created the iconic and long-running comic strip Peanuts?
Oh, Charles Schulz.
Yes.
Wow, that was quick and correct. What yes, Charles Schulz. What
easy-ass question was that?
It's a bonus question.
And Stormy Trivia question. Was it?
What's about a DJ Kelly?
DJ.
Yeah, no, like Keen's fucking... right. Stormy Trivia was not easy. Ben got cayenne like, pepper in half a second.
Yeah, like, for me, it's a gimme.
And Monopoly, what is this shit?
Well, it'll wash. We both got easy. Just live it.
Yeah, see how it goes from here, I guess. Chicken contenders got that right. Fumbled it. Which question will you go to next? You can do any of them.
I got a feeling Thanksgiving Tunes is about.
Same.
I'd be fine with that or the before and after.
I love before and afters, but Dalton gets a little fucking cute with his shit sometimes on before and after.
I'm so bad at before and afters.
I'm fine with Thanksgiving Tunes.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Tunes. Appearing in Irving Berlin's musical Holiday Inn. What artist sang I've Got Plenty to Be Thankful For?
That's not the fucking question I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, Dalton got a little she fucking cute with
us
it.
Either.
Yeah, you sometimes.
Know what? And here I am. I'm going to reread it because I really... debated whether to include a specific detail or not. And I'm going to reread the question because now that I said it out loud, I should have included it all along. Here's the actual question, okay? Appearing in Irving Berlin's musical Holiday Inn, what artist more associated with a different holiday saying, I've got plenty to be thankful for?
I have it. I'm pretty sure.
I hear Irving Berlin. It's Pavlov's Bing Crosby to me.
That's not where my mind is.
It's just a straight up Pavlov for me. And Bing Crosby is White Christmas.
Yeah.
I think this is Michael Bublé.
It is not an Irving Berlin It's Bing Crosby. Give me Bing Crosby.
Hey, if you want to take it, take it. But I'm thinking Michael Bublé of Christmas.
Irv Berlin is from the fucking 30s or something. It's not Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Is he? I don't know who the fuck Irv Berlin is, so.
Yeah, he's a composer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be Bing Crosby. That's my guess.
That is correct. Yeah. It's Bing Crosby, yes.
Nice.
The boobs. Yeah. It's got to be the boobs.
It's not the boobs.
The boobs do make some Christmas, though.
He does. He's like the modern-day Bing Crosby.
So we have... Pause. He's the modern-day Frank Sinatra. Nobody is a modern-day Bing Crosby.
He's not even Italian.
Well, isn't he French-Canadian?
I don't fucking know. He sounds like him. The chicken contenders are up next, and you guys have kept getting it right. It is still tied with three questions left. Chicken contenders, you have the next pick.
All right. So are we going to assume that National Blank Day is going to be Thanksgiving? Or
It could be. He could also be chaotic and be like, yeah, it's not.
In addition to Thanksgiving, it's National.
It's not turkey.
Yeah.
I would rather. How do you feel about before and after?
I mean, I'm good with before and after, depending on what they're wrapped around. I mean,
maybe at worst, this could pull two of our strengths together where we're not certain about one half, but we definitely have the other. So maybe we do it.
All right, let's do before and after.
Before and after. Here is your clue. An invincibility item in the Super Mario franchise, plus Elysium Verum, an evergreen tree native to China and Vietnam that is used as a spice and as potpourri.
So like Superstar Anise, I think? Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know the official name of the star. I just know it as the star. Is it a...
And if he doesn't take Superstar, I'll head straight to Super Mario Wiki and like find it. Because it's called like 80 different things.
Yeah.
The collectible items are usually like grand stars, but the ones that you grab in the games are either invincibility stars or superstars, just like the mushroom is a super mushroom.
And would you say the second half was?
Anise, Star Anise.
Oh, yeah. Anise. Yeah, I mean, I'm good with that if you want to go with
What's a star anise?
Yeah, superstar anise.
Ben asked, what's a star anise? I will refrain from answering that question, but I will give a point. Superstar Anise is correct. And now, here is where it comes to it. They will get to answer the last question, but fumbled it. Will you take National Blank Day or the hypothetically hardest history question for Thanksgiving?
Hmm. Gee, I wonder. National Blank Day.
All right. Guys, it's Thanksgiving. I was feeling... kind. I'm not
turkey.
Yeah, none of the bullshit. But here's
Can I snipe it? I can try because the fact that it didn't come up in fucking football is wild to me. But I am sniping the answer as turducken.
I thought about including turducken, but it's not that. Here's your National Blank Day question. With a year-round population of 3,664 as of the 2020 census, what town has a summer population as high as 60,000 and is likely the landing site of the Mayflower?
Plymouth Rock.
Isn't that where you're from?
Me? No, I'm from Virginia Beach.
Where did the Mayflower actually land? Because they lied about that shit, didn't they?
The children's books say Plymouth Rock.
I'm going to rephrase the question because I'm concerned that how I wrote it is misleading it, so let me rephrase it, okay? With a year-round population of 3,664 as of the 2020 census, what town has a summer population as high as 60,000 and was the first anchoring location of the Mayflower after being blown off course in 1620? I will be as specific as possible.
So,
I think it's Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's got to be. Unless they went somewhere else. But I was always taught that the Mayflower landed in Plymouth.
Hey, I don't know. I wasn't there.
You weren't?
I'd be scared if any of us were.
What do you
I'd
think,
have been boy? Scared if I was there.
I just can't get that stupid island in
fucking Michigan out of my head. Mackinac Island or whatever. I know there's like a crazy population change there.
Yeah, but I don't think the pilgrims
jump
1,000 miles over land.
No.
You can get, is Plymouth, Massachusetts party central in the summer?
This is definitely a place that exponentially grows in population in the summer and is the first anchoring spot of the Mayflower. Like, I have confirmed multiple
what's
spots.
What's like college fucking spots that usually don't see much? Like college fucking summer vacation that would make sense of like east, southeast coast.
Daytona.
It's not anywhere in Virginia. It's not like Jamestown. That was a totally different time. That was like, we've got that down here and like Roanoke. All that, like the Lost Colony and all that shit, is none of that. It's up in the New England. It's got to be, unless they went somewhere else after or before Plymouth.
It couldn't be lower, so, like Florida, like Panama, like.
No. Pilgrims, no.
I don't know what a pilgrim.
Well, no, their first, their first point in like the Americas or whatever, was in the Caribbean. They landed there first, and then they headed north.
So it could be Florida.
Yeah.
So it could be Panama. Because I don't think Panama City has that much going on except for Panama Beach fucking college summer party.
Well, no. Isn't Panama Beach on the Gulf side?
Is Panama on the Gulf side?
No. No. Panama City is on the
West. Key West is a very fucking small place with like no one on it, and you don't want to live down there in the winter.
So is Key West on the east side of Florida?
It's the very tip, the very tip.
Oh yeah,
tip.
The Keys is the tip.
Just the
and
tip.
And then DJ, you said Panama's on the east side.
Panama City, Florida is, yeah. I don't know if that's the same thing, but yeah.
So I'd be fine with Panama City or, well, because Key West, because the Keys are their own, like, situation of things. So, like, it could be any of the Keys. I feel like that'd be a tough one to put it on.
Yeah. But, I mean, that would be, like, the first bit of land that you see after the Caribbean. It would be their first anchor point.
All right, so...
Yeah, if y'all, we're doing well, so you can answer whatever you want, but I'm about 90% sure it's in New England somewhere.
No, because they were in the Caribbean before they landed.
My guess is Panama City. No, I'm telling that to my team, dipshit.
I don't remember the Mayflower ever being in the Caribbean.
The Mayflower, the Mayflower. Yo ho ho over the sea.
Columbus was, but not the Mayflower.
Oh, see, maybe that's where I'm fucking up. I'm thinking the Mayflower is Columbus. So I'm back with whatever DJ says.
Yeah.
But it might not be Plymouth. The way that Dalton is saying that he's looking it up and trying to verify, it makes me think it's not Plymouth. Is it like Cape Cod or some shit?
Martha's Vineyard.
Plymouth.
Like, I mean, that's a vacation spot.
Oh, maybe it's Martha's Vineyard. Probably has a huge summer boom.
Yeah, maybe. That I feel more comfortable about that than Panama City, Florida. That place is a dump. They've got a Buc-ee's, though.
You keep my redneck Riviera out of your mouth.
Hey, the Buc-ee's is nice.
Panama City's in the Gulf. It's not. We're not going there.
I had a good ass time in Panama City Beach a few years ago. I will say that.
So there's a city called Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah, it's Massachusetts where they shot Jaws.
Oh. Oh, I like it. Fuck it. Shark Week.
All right, let's ship it.
Well, it'll all be my fault when we lose this game.
Martha's Vineyard is your guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
All right, so we can guess not lose anything.
Losing, and if you get it right, you win. It would be 12 to 10. If you get it wrong, they can tie on that history question.
No, because we just lost all our keys, right?
No,
but they will pick it next, and you can steal it.
And we could steal, yeah. I mean,
you don't lose your keys because it's a bonus question.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
All right. So are we going with the tail side of the coin? Are we going with the tail side of the coin?
Yeah.
All right. So since it wasn't Martha's Vineyard, we're going to guess Cape Cod.
That is also incorrect. The Mayflower in 1620 originally landed on that very tip of Massachusetts state lines in Provincetown.
Oh, I should have known you to write about Provincetown.
It is a very... Why, Sheldon, I wonder why you would say that.
You don't need to wonder.
Yeah. Provincetown, a very popular LGBT spot in the summer, but does increase from about 3,000 to 60,000 every summer. Hey, here's what we got going on. Chicken contenders, you're in the lead by one. We're going to take this last history of Thanksgiving question. If you get it right, you win outright. If you get it wrong and they get it right, we go to a tiebreak. Okay. All right, chicken contenders.
Let's hear it.
Your final hypothetically hardest history of Thanksgiving question is this. Sounding like it was named for a French king, what brief war was the deadliest per capita in American history and contributed to many Native Americans viewing Thanksgiving as a day of mourning?
French king always makes me think of Louis. Repeat that question for me.
Yep. Sounding like it was named for a French king, what brief war was the deadliest per capita in American history and contributed to many Native Americans viewing Thanksgiving as a day of mourning?
So I'm going to stare at this for like a hot minute.
Or two or three.
Because I need to think. So when you think of French kings, you've got like eight names. You've got Louis being one of your big ones. You've got Henry's because, you know, the English came over.
Any Francis's or
possibly. So I'm trying to think back on my wars, especially because these would have happened earlier on. Okay.
Now, was this a 32nd war or the 32nd war?
I'm trying to think.
That's sorry. Like my favorite debrief I'm ever going to make in an episode. It's like, hey, everybody, war. It was, 3-2 ND.
I'm so dumb.
It was full of thumbs. It was the 32nd war.
It was a thumb war.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew. Oh my God. I'm not going to live that down. I'm never going to live that down. Okay.
All right, let's get back to French kings.
Okay. So, sounding like it was named for a French king. So, like a Louisianan, I mean, Lafayette wasn't a king, but he was an ambassador. But that wouldn't be
Louis,
it.
About the War of Lewiston.
I don't know. So, I'm not going to be able to think of a different French king. Uh-huh. It's not going to be Louisianan.
DJ, I texted you.
It's not.
Let's reach out to our forgotten member. Keaton, you got any thoughts on this?
You know any French kings?
Not anywhere near my wheelhouse. I'm trying to think back on my, you know, little books in school.
We were right to avoid this question. All of us.
Yes.
I don't think we were. I think we got a ringer.
That makes me think extra hard. Okay, so now I need to think of French kings.
DJ, hit me on Discord.
I don't know. I'm just fucking with them.
So you got Louis. We've got What other French kings were there?
And there are no French King Richards, I don't think.
Not that I can think of. So.
And this is why.
What were some other like kings in the area? Because if I can't think of a French king, maybe
do we have to go the American war route? I mean,
I would guess it'd be before the war. So it'd be like in the 1600s.
DJ. Yeah. I wasn't kidding. No, I believe you.
In France, there was, in Spain, there was what? Ferdinand. There were.
Trying to think if there was any interesting battle names. Back then, to even occur that even be close to one.
Well, I mean, and it sounds like it's a war between the colonists slash Americans and American Indians. So, I mean, what wars or battles had, you know, what were the names of some of those? I mean, because we don't have a year.
We don't.
The only one I could remember, and I can't even remember the name, is when the Indians were celebrating, and then we took advantage of that, and then just kept acting like we were going to battle, and they would celebrate before the day of the battle, and then we wouldn't go into battle.
Wasn't there a King Philip's War?
I don't know. I mean, if you think there was, I'll take your word for it.
I was trying to think. I was like, I can't think of a French name, and it's killing me. So like I said, I had to think of who was in the area and think of other kings' names. I think there was somebody who was called King Philip, but it wasn't actually like a...
Sounds like a fucking some dude from fucking Michigan or some shit.
Was it Philippines War? Was it King Philip's War? I think it was King Philip's War.
I mean, I don't have anything else. If you want to go with that, I mean, I think we're
pretty... I do, because I've got nothing else, and we're wasting time.
And I think we've been speaking for a long time, so yeah, let's go.
Long time.
King Philip's War.
You piece of shit.
And is a win.
No way. Holy shit, Sheldon.
MVP. MVP.
I played King Philip II of France in The Lion in the Winter.
Okay. I never think of King Philip of France. I think of Philip of Spain. I think of... When I
saw that fact, I was like, I played King Philip in The Lion in the Winter. I want to write that clue. Philip is correct. You guys
will win.
Where
did that come from?
12-10.
Ben knew it. Ben knew that code, by the way.
Ben did know it, and Ben held up a reason he knew it. If you would have got that wrong, we would have gone to a tiebreak. So for sake of fun,
yeah,
I want to ask the tiebreak question and see who would have won. First person to speak up with an answer is how we're going to do this, okay? How many people were on the Mayflower?
32.
Is it like closest to the pin?
Closest to the pin.
Do we each get a guess, or is it team guess?
Each person gets a guess.
850.
On all three consecutive ships, or just that one ship?
Just the Mayflower.
850.
Okay.
147.
Okay.
666.
My man. Wow, okay.
Hail Satan.
340.
Okay.
I'm going to say 157, because that was my original thought, and he said 147.
I feel pretty good saying that the chicken contenders would have won anyway, because Matt, you were the closest. 132 people were on the Mayflower.
Let's go. Do you have that patented, the let's go? Am I not allowed to say that? Or?
Yeah, you can.
It's fair use.
Guys, a very close game all around. I hope you had fun. I had a blast.
Bravo.
I wanted to do a little Thanksgiving fun game.
My brain hurts. I need that seltzer. Jesus.
Damn, I thought we had it. I thought I was like, shit.
Yeah, but they were chatting about Philip, and then Sheldon was like, wait, isn't King Philip one of the French kings? And I was like, yep.
And then DJ had to go be like, that's some guy from Michigan.
I was not listening to DJ. Don't worry about that. I was too locked into my brain. I was like, I need to remember.
I was so upset that my niche Native American history that I'm such a buff about actually came into play for once on trivia, and I didn't get to fucking use it.
I know more about the Haudenosaunee than I do about like, regions further west.
Guys, if I wasn't explicit about it, or it wasn't obvious in the question writing, this is going to be a bonus episode that comes out Thanksgiving Day. So that being said, any messages you want to share for Thanksgiving and the holiday, let's go in order with Matt. Anything you want to share first?
Well, being that it's Thanksgiving Day, we'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season. Try not to fight with your families. There's a lot to fight over. So let's, you know, just have a nice, peaceful holiday season. Let's get through the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, and let's, you know, start 26 on a good note.
Hell yeah. DJ, anything to share for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, just happy holidays. Just want to send love to everybody that's listening and everybody that's in the community. And I don't know, man, just hug somebody you love, because you never know.
Sheldon, what about you?
Whether you love Thanksgiving or you're mourning during Thanksgiving, I hope that you are together with your family, being able to cherish this time. And if you are going to fight with your family, win. That's exactly.
Blake, what about you over there on the West Coast? What do you have to say?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope you eat your birds on your Bird Thursday. And, you know, don't forget to ask for help if you ever need help. And super grateful for this community and everyone that's, you know, been kind enough to let all us weirdos in it.
Yep. Keaton, you're 10 feet from me in a different room. Do you have any messages to share on Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving, and love on your pets. They deserve a shout out too. Love on all of your pets. I don't get to see my dog this Thanksgiving, so you should love on your dog if you have a dog.
Hell yeah. Ben, far from home. I miss you. Thanks for staying up late enough for the 4 a.m. wake up you have. Any Thanksgiving shout out?
Yeah, I'll tell you what the Army told us. Every holiday 4-day that we got, don't add to the population, don't take away from the population, and if you end up in jail, assert dominance.
Well, Dolan's got at least one of those down, so
I got don't add to the population down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know he's correct. Not asserting dominance, that's for damn sure.
Fucking wild,
what was it we were talking about? The anal
we don't
star?
Need to talk about that on lockdown. Okay, anybody? hey, everybody, genuinely, this is a little surprise episode. I thank Russ for not streaming tonight because it gave us all the idea to do this. These are the greasy stunts, the combination of the cunning stunts and the palm greasers that started playing together. Shout out to Nancy, who couldn't be here tonight and really wanted to. Shout out to our friends in Australia, Caleb, Jane, and Natalie, who also really wanted to be here, but the time difference is difficult. This is a really fun group that we get to play with on Tuesday nights on Russ's Trivia Online. That's twitch.tv/triviaworkshop. Got to shout him out. It's the only reason we're here right now. And just happy Thanksgiving. I would say remember that everybody celebrates and mourns in different ways. Approach the day with grace. And if everything you do today with love and respect is on top of your decision making, you will not go wrong. So approach everybody with love and respect. And thank you for listening. If you are listening to this after Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. And let's have a great end of the year. Thank you to these wonderful people for joining me. I think we had a blast. I didn't know what to expect out of this game. And the fact that it was a nail biter is a complete joy for me. So there's that. And also, if DJ could avoid the angle he plays trivia at in the future, that would be ideal. So yeah.
Cheers to that.
Don't let him dull your shine, DJ.
Happy Thanksgiving. And check out Russ's Trivia Nights Tuesday nights on Twitch, twitch.tv/triviaworkshop. Sign up for Lockdown Trivia. And there's some great things coming in the lockdown world. That's all I'm going to say. So
yeah.
Sheldon's balancing Kirby on his head. And we're getting out of here because we have food to eat and drinks to drink. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for being here, listening to this, whether it is on the Bird Day or later than that. I appreciate you spending some time listening to this special, silly Thanksgiving bonus episode of Lockdown, a greasy Stuntsgiving. I do want to shout out other teammates that usually play with us on Tuesday nights that weren't able to be here that didn't get the shout out on the episode. That's Dave Barnes and Albert Peters. I appreciate you guys also when you can join. I know that there's a lot of travel and a lot of other obligations that have kept you away from us recently, but we're excited to have you back. And I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Check out Russ's Tuesday Night Trivia, 7:30 p.m. Central on twitch.tv/triviaworkshop. You will see the cunning stunts or the palm greasers or Aunt Nancy on the leaderboard. That's probably us lurking there. And we try to stay competitive and have a lot of fun. So happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you guys next week for a normally scheduled programming.